For more than 40 years, simple composting toilets have been in regular, if extra legal, use at the former Farallon's Institute, now the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center. So it's fitting that the center is now embarking on a long-term study of the efficacy of the newest generation of these waterless fixtures. Miriam Vallott is a soil scientist and the OAEC's policy project manager.
We've had a criteria from the beginning that we need to satisfy grandma and government. We're being extremely rigorous with public health concerns, which means protecting groundwater, protecting people in their homes, and also reducing GHG emissions from our current wastewater and just water system in general.
A big piece of that, adds Center co-founder Brock Dolman, is moving away from the use of potable water for waste disposal.
We believe ultimately that it's more prudent to use this carbon cycle to manage our human waste than it is the water cycle. We want to protect the potable water quality and quantity for other purposes and ecological systems. And we think soil biology evolutionarily is just more rigorous and robust to render this waste problem into a solution.
Part of that solution, adds Vallott, could be as a soil supplement, even for certain agricultural applications.
We'll actually be spreading our compost in our wildlands under our trees in order to increase fertility in our forests.
But any such use on a broader basis is still a long ways off, says James Johnson, an environmental health specialist for the county. Even if the new composting toilets pass public health and safety tests, there remains the considerable hurdle of public acceptance.
We just have not gotten to that stage of acceptance yet about human waste.
Although some precedents are making inroads.
Places like the Bronx Zoo, the Botanical Gardens in Queens, Grand Canyon, Yosemite, they use composting toilets in all of these places and they call them eco restrooms. And they're having great success. But on the residential level, our regulators and politicians want to go a little slower. And getting over that hump is going to be a challenge.
But applying this to Sonoma County, Johnson adds, would require changing some existing building codes.
According to the plumbing code, you have to have pressurized potable water to every fixture. Composting toilets don't use water, so we've considered them holding tanks. And since the 1980s, the Board of Supervisors prohibited holding tanks, and they lumped composting toilets in with holding tanks.
Still, Dolman hopes that their new studies will help set the stage for exactly those sorts of changes.
We're systematically, you could say, trying to legalize sustainability such that we can participate in the process of adapting or changing building codes and land use policies so that these systems can come out of the dark and be front and center and legal and recognized because we have the rigorous data that this is a viable solution.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.